course, when we first came, it was quite a different sort of village. I mean, much smaller, of course, and a lot less houses, many less houses, and therefore many less people. And most of the people worked in the village, either on farms or shops, and we had quite a few shops in those days. We had two shops down in the village, one where the Bridge Stores is now, which was run by somebody called Mr. Mullins, which many people remember. And further on, another little shop run by Stan Williams, another grocer's shop, grocers and all sorts. If you went to Stan Williams, you could get absolutely anything you wanted. There was a sort of cure for something, or something for your garden, or nails, or screws, or anything you wanted, you'd get at Stan Williams. And then we had the old butchers, of course, in Grove Road. And then further along Grove Road, up to the mill, was the bakers. They ground their own flour and came round two or three times a week with bread. Lovely bread it was, wholemeal bread. And corn on you and so on, you see. So really, life was much easier, quite honestly, in those days. And they used to come out from Bridport to deliver, if you wanted it. You know, the deliveries came out. But also Elliot's, the grocers there, used to come once a week to us on a Friday to take the order and on Saturday morning to deliver the order twice, and sit in the kitchen, have a cup of tea while you gave them the order. They weren't particular about you having it ready when they got there. They would sit while you made it up and then bring it on Saturday morning. The other people working were, as I say, like farms. Of course, there were dairy herds down at Hawkins, and very regularly the cows were driven through the village. You knew the time because the cows were going to be milked. And then the bigger houses had retired people, mostly service people, like there was Major Ratislaw, Dr. Ryan down at the rookery. There weren't a lot of retired people, and the ones that were seemed to have been here a long time. I don't know why. Families, I suppose, and so on. And then one of the first things I remember happening was the sewage being introduced to the village. Because when we first came, the cottages all had soil toilets or closets down the garden, really.
No main drainage?
No, no main drainage. There was water, of course. Everybody got water. Earlier, of course, they'd had a pump up at White House, but that's before our time. And houses like ours and the rookery and bigger, really bigger houses, had their own cesspit. Once a week, the sewage tank came round to the cottages. And pretty awful, yeah. Yes, it was. And so they dug out here. They dug 17 feet down outside here and threw up lots of ammonites, and people came and grabbed and